and to also show people what happens when you don't prepare legally for the unexpected. And it was just incredible that it was resonating with people in such a big way. Within 7 days, it passed 1 million views, which was just mind-blowing. And it was incredible at the same time because I was hearing from so many people who wanted to let me know that they support me. And there are people who never really understood why the LGBT community wants equal rights. And then after watching that video, they finally get it. And so there were a lot of different moments and messages that made me feel like I did the right thing by posting that video.
And one of the people it resonated with was Linda Bloodworth Thomason, who's a well-known television producer, and she saw it and wanted to make a documentary.
Linda saw the YouTube video a few weeks after I posted it, and she called me to meet with her. And she felt like this was a story that, unfortunately, has happened to many people in the past, but that this was a story that needed to be told, and she wanted to be the one to tell it. And just knowing the response from the YouTube video, I just felt like making the documentary was the right thing to do if it had the same effect as the YouTube video.
And of course, the crux of the story is about your relationship with your partner, Tom, but it also is a biographical of you and of Tom before you knew each other. And the documentary talks about your growing up in Kalispell, how once students there found out or suspected that you were gay, how severely bullied you were.
It wasn't easy growing up in Kalispell, and, you know, I think it's not really easy growing up probably anywhere, but for me it was especially hard because people weren't the kindest to me, and I wasn't even out, so it really was a situation where people just assumed or suspected that I was gay because I was different and I didn't play sports or do what, you know, quote-unquote normal activities. But I think that now it's not like that as much. I think that the town has grown a lot, and I think a lot of people's minds have been opened, and hopefully the events that took place when I was in high school don't really happen to anyone now.
One of those events which was so painful to hear about in the film is your mother describing about an instance where some students were going to dump a cup of spit on your head, and she stopped them from doing that. Terrible incident.
At the time, I was actually embarrassed by my mom doing that, standing up for me and stopping them from doing that. I didn't even know that that was what was happening around me, that, you know, they were all passing around a cup and spitting in it and going to pour it over my head. But when she stopped them, I was embarrassed that she did that. But looking back, I'm just so grateful that she was there, because that would have been quite traumatizing.
As she put it, she was just being a mama bear. And yeah. Speaking of your mother and your father, you had very supportive parents and very supportive family, which was, I'm sure, what got you through all the bullying and so on.
I am very, very fortunate to have such an amazing family. And the one interesting thing about the documentary is, as you were saying, it talks about my childhood and Tom's childhood and our families, and it's almost as if Tom's dad and my dad could be friends, really. They're really not that different. And it's powerful in the film just to show how important it is for families to support each other and to love each other unconditionally. And having the family that I have, and after even posting this YouTube video and making this film, they've shown me time and time again how much they love and support me. And it really does help me in so many ways. I'm very lucky.
And the film goes on to portray you moving to California and Tom moving there, and you did come from similar backgrounds, although he grew up in a small town in Indiana, but very similar families. But his family was not supportive, and that was hard on not only him personally, but on your relationship, the relationship that they were very opposed to recognizing.
Yes, it was a completely different experience when we came out, and for me, I mean, most of my life, I was ashamed of being who I am, and I didn't even consider myself worthy of being loved. And I never felt the need to come out until I met someone who I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. And so So when I met Tom, I really knew that he was the one. And when he came out to his parents, his dad was furious, and they pulled a gun on him, and they blamed me for making him gay. And then there was my family who, of course, they would prefer not to have their son gay because they know the struggles that people have to go through. But they were supportive of us and happy that I was happy. And unfortunately, that's not how Tom's parents felt.
And then, of course, in May 2011, I think you had been together 6 years, is that right?
Correct.
There was a terrible accident where Tom was taking photos of a mutual friend of yours and fell off a roof to his death. And one of the most moving scenes in the film is when it's described how the hospital would not let you see him.
Yeah, it was a really traumatizing night in a lot of ways. I just was in shock with what had happened. And when I got to the ER, I was asking the nurses, just trying to find answers and trying to get back to see him. And they told me that I couldn't go back there because I wasn't family. And one of my best friends was there, and she was arguing with the nurses, telling them, but this is Shane's family. They were together for 6 years. They had a home together. They had a business together. They were going to get married when they could. And unfortunately, because we weren't domestic partners and we didn't have our legal work in order, I, in their eyes, was a, you know, just a friend, and I wasn't family.
Some nurses did finally let you in, and then you had to go through the trauma not only of Tom's death, but of his family, in essence, barring you from his memorial service.
I had thought that his mom finally started to really accept us and our relationship, because although she was very upset when he came out, she eventually did come to stay with us in California a few times. And she was even out here visiting a month before he passed away. So after he passed away and she was here, it was just like everything shifted. It was just different. And I was really surprised at the way that she was treating me, because I really did feel like she finally started to love me. And then to be in the airport on my way to his funeral and to receive a phone call letting me know that if I show up, I'll be attacked by his father and his uncle, I just couldn't believe it.
There is someone in the film who says, quote, the most insulting thing you could do to a person's memory is erase their partner. And you were erased.
I was. And when you don't get to go through the normal process of going to someone's funeral and being there at the burial, it makes it hard to really comprehend what's happening, and it almost makes things not feel as real. When you don't have that opportunity to grieve like anyone else, it really put me in a dark place, and I just can't imagine anyone else having to go through that, and that's what I want to try to prevent.
And with all the positive response to the film and to your YouTube video, Shane, and there's been a ton of positive response, so you are getting that message out. There's also been some backlash to Tom's family, which is not something you want to happen.
No. I have seen on the internet where people post his parents' contact information, and I've heard from some of his relatives that they receive a lot of hate mail. And I don't really understand why people are doing that, because that's really not going to help or change anything. And I don't want people to treat his family badly. I hope that people hear the story and watch the film and walk away seeing the bigger picture and not just focusing on his parents. And I think for the most part, people get it. But I mean, even me, I receive hundreds of messages weekly from people who want to let me know that they basically think I'm the devil, and I hear that I should kill myself and that I should be murdered. So I hear a lot of those things as well, and it's easy for people to sit behind a keyboard and say the most horrendous things, but when it comes to your saying it to your face, that doesn't really happen.
The film is going to be shown in Kalispell next week, and you're going to be there, and you said earlier you think Kalispell has changed a lot. What's your feeling about coming back with this film and with its very powerful story?
And as far as making the comment that Kalispell has changed a lot and has become more accepting, I've heard this from teachers that I had, and also when I posted the YouTube video and it went viral. And when we released the film, they put it on the front page of the local newspaper. And just even to me, that's a huge sign of progress. And it's a little surreal going back to Montana to have the screening. I'm more anxious about this screening than any other screening that we've had. I'm going to have a lot of family members there, which is great, but it's going to be a little bittersweet, I guess.
Well, the film is very powerful and very brave, Shane, and I want to thank you and all the producers who put it together. I have been speaking with Shane Crone, and he's been talking about the new documentary called Bridegroom, which is the story of Shane and his late partner, Tom. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. I really appreciate your time.